the negotiations in the council started early on Sunday morning and ran all day Sunday and then all day Monday and just finished at 7 a.m. this morning. But I think really good progress and a positive outcome so far for Ireland and for Fishers. Particularly, I think, from Donegal, a significant development, which I'm very hopeful we will bring through, is the reopening of the spur dog fishery, which will be really important for our inshore sector and there's some of our smaller piers and harbours in particular, such as Oris, Glengad, Malinhead, Bortonport, Arranmore, Downings, for example. The inshore sector has been under pressure, and I think this fishery has been closed since 2009, and the reopening of that will be significant for those. Also then, in relation to many other species, there's good positive advice in relation to potential increases as well, such as for prawns, Celtic sea monkfish, hake and megrim, and also northwest haddock and whiting. So, and also then in relation to some of the big issues which remain to be resolved around blue whiting, the negotiations with Norway will continue in that, but I used the opportunity of the last 2 days to lay our very hard lines down with other member states and with the Commission in relation to what we expect to see happen there, and the fact that if there's any access to Irish waters, other member states will have to pay for that and ensure that Ireland's interests are safeguarded. So there continues to be negotiations now with the UK and also with Norway, but I think, and certainly in relation to the last 2 days, I'm satisfied that we've made a lot of progress, and that's work now which I will continue to work with the Commission and other member states on.
At the fisheries, at the Agriculture and Fisheries Rockless Committee meeting last week, Sean O'Donoghue, CEO of the Keely Beggs Organisation, said to you that essentially until there is a deal with the UK, the negotiations taking place in Brussels are pretty much, he argued, futile. Does he have a point?
Well, I think the negotiations with the UK are key because we share so many stocks with them, but they have been ongoing the last few days as well, and I've been very much linked into that with the Commissioner and also with other member states, and I'm satisfied that they are going in a positive direction. And I used the negotiations over the last 2 days to ensure that all of our key asks in that regard were emphasised. So I'm very hopeful now that we'll have a positive outcome given the very strong engagement we've had in the last 2 days, and also how that has been feeding into the UK negotiations in terms of actually following through on getting a good outcome and the mandate that we've given the Commission.